This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We discovered in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 17 through chapter 3, verse 13, how Paul worked at overcoming discouragement and despair in his life and work. When Timothy reported how well the believers in Thessalonica were doing, it had a profound impact on his life. Therefore, brothers, in all our distress and persecution, we were encouraged about you because of your faith. For now we really live, since you are standing firm in the Lord. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy we have in the presence of our God because of you? His circumstances were rough, and so was the inner turmoil he was feeling. Good news, however, brought encouragement. I like the way he put it, "Now we really live." A surge of life and vitality was rekindled in his heart by the good news he received about their firm stand in the Lord. He's not sure he can thank God enough for all he did. As he reflected on the good news, he was filled with joy. It wasn't a self-centered joy, expressing pride. No, he was humbly rejoicing in the presence of God. That's the only acceptable heart attitude when in God's presence. When we humbly reflect on all God has done in the lives we've ministered to, there's an authentic joy that wells up in our hearts. This leads to joyful praise and thanksgiving to God. In this joy, discouragement is swallowed up in victory. Are you experiencing this joy in your life? Do a reality check.